Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, God, I love you. I'm crying. Goodbye.
Thanks to Jarrett Payton. Thanks to Rich Campbell for joining us today. Thanks to Brian Gertz for directing the video feed and our usual cast of producers in Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the executioner, Ray Diaz.
Thanks to Dan and Don.
Kevin Z. Pack for updates. Yeah, thanks to Dan Pompey and Don Pearson for providing us with all of this wonderful content. That was really cool. It brings out the fan in me to tell the Walter Payton story.
You know what? Rich is right. As much yelling and screaming as we did about this list, Dan and Don did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's hard to
job.
Do. Well, Fridge should have been on the list.
Oh, well.
Hampton should have been higher. Or both Urlacher and Tillman should have been higher. We already spent a long time saying
Hester.
I wouldn't. I think Hester was a little high just because he couldn't play defensive back. He couldn't play wide receiver
not
all that well.
Bit.
He was maybe the best return man in NFL history, but that's it, all
Sid Luckman
time
can't be
great
four.
Bear. I don't know, hey, it was. It's been fun, and now to hear that the Tribune is going to be rolling out one guy each day for 100 days.
Man. Yeah, because we're 102 days
yes.
from the kickoff of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what NFL Network has been doing. This is the way that the NFL finds its way into late May, early June.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the dead period.
But they know that I've got that hook in my mouth like a fish.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that it's a 10.5-month league, and it's been stretched out to that. But this is the point of time in the calendar where you're getting towards that point where the players go home and then you don't see them again until training camp begins.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you get this stuff. It's like, well, we can't let you not have a 6-week period without NFL stuff because of how much it moves the meter.
Oh, God forbid, right? Yeah.
So here's a list. We'll have our 100 best players in the league list coming up that people will argue and fight about. Here's your complete Bears list and your alternate Bears list.
Yep.
And your alternate Bears list. And what about this list?
Bring it all. Bring it
That's
all.
What you're going to have.
Fun. It was a joy.
What are you doing today?
Today, I'm actually going to do some Bears, but it has nothing to do with the list.
What?
Imagine that.
Do the list.
Imagine that. On the podcast today, so if you're like a real like Bears X and O like wonk, I had Michael Felder from Stadium on.
Cool.
He is, I think, one of the rising young, like bright football breakdown dudes that's in media. So he came in here yesterday after the show. We talked for 40 minutes about football and tape and all sorts of stuff. And then he sat with me and broke down every Bears draft pick. He went and I asked him specifically because he had done a video about Kareth White.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, could you just go look at, he's like, well, I've kind of already looked at all of them. I said, but could you go back and look at all of the players? And then we sat there and talked about every player in depth of what he saw on film.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to share like a little nugget of it, but it's on my LoHo Daily podcast if you want to listen to it. And next week, when I have more time, I'm going to share more. Like, we did some bigger picture X and O stuff. But since there was some sound from Hallis Hall, I'm going to do a little bit of that. Like, just a little taste of Bear stuff. And then, here's my issue. And I'm going to talk about it once we get started. I'm in a place where I've been saying kind of like, you know, the White Sox aren't that bad. Like, they're not that bad this year. I'm enjoying watching the White Sox this year. And I felt like this would be the week that they would release me from the 2019 season.
Oh.
Because they're playing the Astros.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go play the Twins
right.
in Minnesota. And I found myself last night going, hate you guys because now I'm back. I see all the things I like. Here's Aloy with a couple home runs, and Moncada's got a triple play, and Charlie Tilson. What's Charlie Tilson doing hitting grand slams?
It's being not Adam Engel.
Well, that's facts. It's funny you mentioned it. I'm going to the game on Sunday with my family up in Minnesota.
We were thinking about doing that too. We were actually thinking about making a trip.
If you want to hang, let me know. I know the good spots to get the beer at Target Field. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
They have maybe the greatest list of beer at a ballpark in the country.
And fried walleye on a stick.
They do it right up there. They didn't
and
put
they
a
have
roof
my
on
favorite
the damn
donut
thing.
Place in the country.
Go on.
Glam Doll Donuts.
Never heard of it.
In downtown Minneapolis.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fun town. Looking
it's a
to
it's
it.
A really it's a when, really great place.
When Ian, my brother, bought the tickets, I'm like, okay, great, that'll be nice. It's a ways out. It's many, many weeks from now. I'm sure it'll be a ball game and maybe Boof Bonzer will pitch for the Twins or something. But then it's but now it's
that's a
thing.
Good name.
Now this means something. You're right.
Yeah,
it feels like it's a little bit more testy than it was.
The thing is that as bad as we imagine the White Sox to be, and I know that I'm looking at this through the lens of how bad the American League overall is, they're in third place. Like the White Sox, like the rebuilding White Sox without a lot of their guys are in third place. And yes, it's 10 games back. And yes, I shouldn't be this excited about a team that's what 20-24 or whatever it is they are. But I am, and I'm struggling. I'm really struggling with it because I know that this is not the year. It's not about 2019. But every now and again, you see something, you go, you know, if you guys had 1.5 more starting,
you don't
pitchers
have to make three excuses. Relievers. I don't think you should ever be in a position where you have to justify your desire to watch the White Sox. I've said that before. This is a time to invest. This is a time where, you know what, maybe they win 78 games. So what? If you're there to watch good players as they establish themselves as not just prospects, but as good young major leaguers, that's a very fun product.
But the thing isn't just me watching them. Like that's a given that I'm going to watch Aloy.
You mean believing in them now?
That not believing in them, just looking at the landscape and going, you know, if they were to sign this guy, like I'm in Kenny mode. I'm like, they could win. Like they could win this year. That's what I'm fighting.
4 years, you've been contextualizing the White Sox within their own 25-man roster. When it gets real is when you start contextualizing them within the actual American League. You start looking outside. I get completely what you mean.
I'm just like, oh God, I was kind of hoping that the Astros would Astro on
just
them.
Do that thing.
And maybe they will. There's still no chance of that happening tonight. And we'll find out how good the Twins are. I don't buy it. I don't buy that the Twins are good. And so all of these things are keeping me in the jump rope of, you know, if a couple of things go right for the White Sox, and perhaps Rick Hahn went out there and made a deal or a signing, perhaps.
Or a call-up? Maybe.
A call-up. And to me, a call-up and a signing might be all you need.
Could be.
But that's what's driving me insane, is that I'm now going through this, that I'm doing the thing that Kenny would always do, where it's like, you know what? Let's go for it now. Let's do it now.
Your owner's 83.
83.
This is Mike Ilitch was like that.
The Giants aren't using any of those fun things.
No.
They're not. They're not using any of those things.
And I'm not
sure. Adam Jones, I don't know.
I'm not sure that, not that he would want to come here, but I'm not sure the White Sox are on the no trade list for Madison Bumgarner.
I think they're not. But well, that's because Bumgarner qualified as no trade list very clearly.
Don't stop. Let's do it, Tony!
Yeah, also remember that those lists that individuals compile are done specifically to provide leverage.
Yeah, that's what he did.
You can buy anybody off those lists. That's why the Cubs are on Bumgarner, because he knows who the contenders are, and all he's doing is exercising his contractual power to say, if you want to trade me there, we can do it. It's just going to cost you a little more.
What I'm telling you is that the White Sox might be contenders, and they're not on the
list. Go ahead. Enjoy it.
Don't stop believing.
All right. That's enough of that. Gentlemen, thank you. Have a wonderful day. I will see you both over at Smoke Daddy tomorrow. That's where we're going to be doing the broadcast from. That'll be good. Barbecue on a Friday. Good way to go. So if you'd like to come out, see these guys or me or Zach at Smoke Daddy tomorrow, 3636 North Clark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.